This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Briggs, you okay?
I'm all tingly. Are you all tingly?
Yeah, is that adrenaline?
No. Something happened. What happened, Gabe?
I think we should get out of the car.
My door's stuck.
Here, use mine. Here, grab my hand. Watch out for the wires.
Oh my God.
What? Did we break the car?
No, Gabe. Look. The warehouse is gone.
Oh, crap. It was right there. We crashed through the wall. It has to be there. Oh, crap. I swear the car was working. Oh, crap. Oh, crap.
Well, if the warehouse is gone, that means we must have... We can't have. What year is it, Gabe?
It's 2020. We just must have drove further than we thought. It has to be 2020.
The year is 1980.
That's totally as AI.
I am Newton, the vehicle's autonomous diagnostic system.
Oh, that's funny. Because where the hell were you before it took us back in time? Answer me, you piece of junk!
Riley, stop. We don't even know for sure if it's 1980.
No? When is it then? Because that warehouse looked pretty old.
I don't know. My phone doesn't work. Try the car radio.
Wowza! Was that funky enough for you? That was this week's top hit, Funky Town. Coming up, I'll play what's going to be the monster smash of 1980, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee it. Can you guess what I'm...
Please don't hate me.
I don't hate you. I just don't know what to do.
Maybe I can push the car out of the ditch.
Gabe, you can...
I'm serious. Newton, if we can get it out of the ditch, can you take us back to 2020?
Possibly.
What do you mean, possibly?
I have detected a leak in the time drive system. Time drive will only retain enough power to return you to 2020 for another 8 hours, 12 minutes, 10 seconds.
Can't we just refill the system?
No, you cannot.
Well, can we plug the leak?
No, you cannot. Time drive is structurally compromised and will retain sufficient fluid for 8 hours, 11 minutes, 59 seconds.
Then let's get it out of the ditch quickly. When I push, you punch the gas, okay? Riley, come on. Don't just stand there. Get in the car and pump the gas.
Gabe, stop pushing. Gabe, it's not gonna... Gabe! Gabe, stop pushing!
Okay, yeah. That's super heavy. But I'll get it, I promise. Just get in the car.
No, Gabe. Okay, listen to me. I've seen my dad do, like, hundreds of tows. And this car isn't moving without one.
Okay, but we can't call a tow truck. We're 13 and driving a car that hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah, I know that. But wait, my grandpa owned the tow shop in town before my dad did. And I know where he kept his keys.
So you're saying you want to steal a tow truck?
Borrow, technically.
My scoutmaster's gonna kill me.
Hey, Reverb presents Black Box, Episode 4, 1980.
This is crazy. Everything's the same, but not. Miller's Pharmacy? Fleming's General Store? What are these places?
Part of a world before Walmart. Or Nintendo. Or the Terminator. My God, these people know nothing.
What happens if we run into our parents?
Well, mine didn't move here till after I was born, so holy crap! Look at that, look at that!
What?
Empire Strikes Back is playing! Please, if we have extra time, can we—
No! You're sounding like Logan.
But this is cinematic history! No one knows Vader is Luke's father!
Gabe, focus!
Right, I'll shut up now. I mean, people don't even know what Ewoks are yet!
Gabe!
Sorry, I'm focused. 100%.
Good. The tow shop's right up here.
Okay, yeah, I see it, but that doesn't look like your family shop.
What? No! My grandparents didn't move here until 1983! Oh, I'm so stupid!
Riley, look at me. You are not stupid. We'll figure this out. I mean, maybe this tow guy keeps his keys in the same place.
Hey! What are you two gawking at?
Is that the tow shop owner?
I'm talking to you.
Sorry, us?
Yeah, you. City kids.
City kids?
Twerps taking over our town with your portable music machines and short skirt city clothes. Give me a break.
Are girls even allowed to wear short skirts in 1980?
I'm not even wearing a skirt.
Oh, it's not a skirt. My mistake. You still look like trash.
Excuse me?
You heard me, little girl. Your parents should be ashamed.
You can't talk to us like that.
Riley, it's not 2020, remember? So maybe we should keep walking.
He can't talk to us like that.
I know, but please, we have bigger battles to fight. Like time travel battles. So let's go. Yeah, come on. There you go. One foot in front of the other. All right.
Damn city kids.
Are you okay?
I hate the 80s already.
Hey, I wanted to stand up for you, but...
Really? I don't need a hero.
Yes, you do. Or don't. I'm sorry, what am I supposed to say? I'm still learning feminism.
I'm fine, Gabe. But you know, he had a point. If we want to take his truck without being seen, we can't stick out like a couple of time travelers.
Ah, crap, you're right.
Welcome, Fleming shoppers. Check out our amazing sale items on aisle... What was the aisle? I don't remember the aisle. You know what? They're amazing. You'll find them. You'll see.
Dang, look at all this 80s stuff. Oh, that's an original Walkman with a mint condition box. I could make a fortune on eBay.
Speaking of money, do you have any? My bag is back in the warehouse.
Ah, well, you're in luck. Because I have my wallet. And I have... $11. What? I don't get my allowance until Sunday. 40 years from now.
Clearance section it is. Do your clothes fit?
Don't ask.
It can't be that bad.
Gonna get arrested for stealing a truck looking like a total douchebag.
We aren't going to get arrested.
Okay, but what if we do? Maybe we should tell Talia and Logan when we are so they can rescue us. How do we send a message 40 years through time?
Could we mail something and say don't deliver until 2020?
I don't think they do that. Or even if they do, what if it gets lost? I don't know. I feel like whatever it is, we need to be sure that they get it. You know, like something even Logan could figure out.
Logan doesn't figure out a lot. You'd have to practically carve it out. Wait, the tree, Gabe? The one we saw this morning. The one with our initials.
You think we wrote that? Holy crap, that was part of our message.
Do you think we buried something there?
Maybe a note?
I don't know. Wouldn't that decay? What about a tape? Like that Walkman thing.
I think I saw a tape recorder on the shelf. But Riley, we can barely even afford these clothes.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Wait, we aren't... stealing it?
Not stealing. Borrowing.
We're already borrowing a tow truck.
Oh, come on. You've never swiped anything from the grocery store?
Of course not. Wait, have you?
I took a lipstick when I was 8, but I felt so bad that I never used it.
Yeah, see, exactly, because stealing is bad.
Yeah, but which will make you feel worse? Stealing the recorder or getting stuck in 1980 for the rest of your life?
I mean, the 80s don't seem all that bad.
No, Gabe. We're going home, and we're taking that recorder. We'll hide it in our old clothes. Trust me, no one will ever know. Okay, I'm ready. What's taking you so long?
These pants are kind of tight.
Okay, I think everyone's pants are tight in 1980.
Yeah, but I'm a 13-year-old guy. I get a, you know, like, all the time.
You mean like a boner?
Don't say it out loud.
Okay, Gabe, seriously, I mean the clock's ticking.
Fine, I'm coming out. Does this look okay? Hey, don't stare at my crotch.
Thank you so much for letting us wear these out.
Of course. Would you like me to discard of your old clothes?
No. We'll carry them out. Donate them to charity.
Yes, charity.
Oh, bless you too. So sweet. So all together, it's 11:27.
Oh crap, we forgot tax.
Ma'am, we only have $11. Is there any way?
Sure thing, sweetie. My heart would break if I kept you from that stunning top. It'll be our little secret.
That's very sweet of you.
Thanks, ma'am.
You two have a blessed day.
Oh, I am so going to hell for this. Sorry, mister. Oh, crap.
You two got a receipt for that recorder?
Old man Hofstrader?
That's Sheriff Hofstrader, and I asked you a question.
Oh, run, Riley. Run!
What? Hey! Get back here! Shit, not another chase.
Sorry!
Where are we going?
I don't know. This way.
Stop! Police!
No, right. Left.
Keep them in mind.
The whole town is different. Left. Sorry, excuse us.
Where now?
To hide behind the sign. Hurry.
He's going to find us here, Gabe.
Not if we split up.
No way.
I need you to be safe, Riley. I need you to get this message to 2020.
What?
Do you remember where the tree is?
You can't...
Say it, Riley.
Yes, I remember. Of course I remember. It was like 4 hours ago.
Okay. Get ready to run towards Water Street.
What about you?
Yeah, I'll distract Hofstrader and meet you at the tree. I promise, Riley. Now go. Hey, asshole! Over here!
Stop that kid!
Oh, crap. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry.
All right. Nobody moves.
Oh, crap.
Hey, new kid, come here. Hurry, this cabinet's hollow. Logan? Wait, how do you... Just get in there. Don't move, I'll distract you.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
What's with the smirk?
I just beat Asteroids. Take a look, got all three high scores.
You see an out-of-towner run through?
Nah, running ain't allowed in here anyways. Or, did you miss the sign?
Don't be a smartass. Anyone else see anything? Seriously? Nobody saw a thing? Damn, kid. Those games will rot your brains. Screw this.
All right, dude, you can come out now.
Thanks for that.
Logan Kowalski. But, seems you already knew that. Some kind of psychic or something?
No, I just saw your name on the scoreboard.
Oh, Asteroids, of course. Wait, do you play? Come on, game's on me.
I wish I could, but I kind of have to go.
Ah, man, total bummer. Well, catch you on the flip side?
Believe me, you will.
Damn it, Gabe, where are you? Gabe!
Hi.
Don't you ever do that again, Gabe! You could have been caught!
I know.
Or killed!
I know, I'm sorry.
How'd you get away from him anyway?
Not sure you'd believe me if I told you.
Gabe? What happened?
So I met Logan's dad.
What?
Yeah, he looks just like him. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone, you know?
Hey, it's okay.
The last thing I said to Logan was... It was so dickish. I'm such a dick. And I miss him, and now we're stuck in 1980, and we're thieves and fugitives, and it's all my fault. I swear I'm not crying.
Gabe, come here.
Never hugged anyone before.
Relax. I won't give you cooties. See? That wasn't so bad.
No. So we should get to the tree. Make that recording, yeah? Finish the carving?
Almost. Is the recorder working?
I think so. I guess we just talk into it. Okay, hi, Logan. We screwed up a bit. It's June 12th, 1980. But we're alive and we're okay. We're just trying to get back to you guys, but our car crashed in a ditch, and we only have 6 more hours until the engine dies for good, so...
Gabe, slow down.
Sorry, so the point is, we're okay, and we're leaving this message in case, for whatever reason, we don't make it back. If that happens... Well, I mean, you'll know where to...
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Did someone follow us?
Oh, crap.
Okay, we have to hurry. Logan, Charles, listen to us. If we don't make it back, we'll be at this tree every day until noon until someone can come get us. Do you...
They're coming. Get in the back. Bury it. Hurry.
Wait, shh. I think he's here.
Okay, what do we do now?
Kiss me.
What?
Why else would we be out here alone?
But...
Well, well, well. If it ain't a couple of fugitive lovebirds. How romantic.
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Brian T. Delaney, Beth Littleford, Harrison Grant, and McLeod Andrews. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.